Each week, we like to tell you a new story from the historical archives of the beautiful and weird Sydney. And it's all thanks to the hardworking crew at the Dictionary of Sydney, and Nicole Karma is one of them. Nicole, welcome.
Thank you so much.
Sorry, we'll be chatting about someone you might have in your purse or wallet right now.
Yes, you probably see her, well, if you're lucky to have a $20 note in your purse, you probably see her every day. Her name's Mary Reeby, and she's a fascinating lady, and I thought, what better topic to have on International Women's Day, and also Women's History Month, which is a really interesting time.
Oh, that's March as well.
Yes, yes it is.
Pack it all into one.
Yes, exactly, and it's celebrated across the world, in particular in the UK and US and here, so it's a really great time. And so Mary Reeby, fascinating lady, she was born Molly Haydock in 1777. Say that really quickly. 1777.
International Women's Day.
International Women's Day. In Lancashire, England. And at age 14, she was actually arrested for horse stealing, which was a very, very serious crime at the time. And also was a crime she committed disguised as a boy, funnily enough, which she claimed to be a boy called James Burrows, which was a boy that she knew who had died recently. So she decided to disguise herself as a boy and steal a horse.
Oh my goodness.
You find yourself in the weirdest of situations. Anyway, she was unmasked at her trial, unfortunately, but she did fortunately escape the death penalty and was sentenced to 7 years transportation to New South Wales, arriving in Sydney in October 1792. So basically, you know, at the time that would have been quite harrowing for people to be told that you're going to have to leave your country and your family and pretty much settle in New South Wales for 7 years at least.
Wow.
And so she actually, there's a really interesting letter that has survived from that time, from 1792, from when she arrived. And she wrote to her aunt back in Lancashire. And she said that Sydney, and this is a quote, looks a pleasant place, but that it grieved her to think of her 7 year sentence. But that despite this, she wrote, but I will make myself as happy as I can. And she was just 15 when she wrote this. And over the next 60 years, really, she did, you could say she did exactly that. And she made the most of her life. And she wouldn't actually return to England until about 1820, and she would return as basically like a tourist, and she would return a very wealthy and respectable colonial woman, basically. So she actually decided she would stay in Sydney for the rest of her life. And also at age 17, so just a couple of years after she arrived, she married Thomas Reeby, which is where the name Reeby comes from. Mm-hmm. And he was a free settler, and they set up a cargo business on the Hawkesbury. It was one of the earliest, probably the earliest businesses set up on the Hawkesbury River. Mm-hmm. And that was very successful. So they decided to move back to Sydney and set up their business, like a trading business in what is now Macquarie Place and Reeby Place, of course, named after her.
And
her family. And it was actually 1811 that Thomas Reeby died. So that left her with seven young children to raise and a business to run. And so actually, you know, she, like a lot of colonial women at the time, they would have probably have remarried to kind of help out with running a business and raising children. But Mary decided never to marry again. And she raised her children on her own and also managed her business successfully. And so despite her beginnings as a horse thief, I suppose you could say, she turned into an extremely successful businesswoman and opened a warehouse in George Street in 1812. She expanded her shipping fleet. She, by age 40, was estimated to be worth around £20,000. And that was in 1817. So if we were to convert that to today's money, she would have been worth between $2 and $3 million Australian dollars, a lot of $20 notes.
That's crazy.
Which is extraordinary for someone who started out as a convict, basically, and started a new life in Sydney. And so, tragically, Mary actually outlived five of her seven children and actually some of her grandchildren.
Oh, dear.
And died at her extensive estate in Newtown on the 30th of May, 1855, at age 78. But, of course, she's remembered today, as we said, on the $20 note. People would see her every day, maybe not notice it. But it's actually based, the portrait of her on that $20 note is based on a little miniature portrait of her held at the State Library of New South Wales, and it's really believed to be the only known portrait of her left in existence.
Wow.
Really fascinating woman.
So much crazy stuff came from stealing a horse.
I know. Really, really great stuff. Really great life story. Really kind of rags to riches kind of story, isn't it?
Yeah. Thanks so much for the story, Nicole.
Thank you.
That was Nicole Karma from Dictionary of Sydney. You can catch up with all of that on our website on 2SER.